I thought it would be really fun and interesting to talk about my worst students and teaching experiences. So I have been teaching English for 5 years, and I have had a lot of wonderful, gorgeous students and a handful of terrible ones. This was really hard. I feel really bad talking about this, but in London is a very lonely place for many people. It was very lonely for me as well. And a lot of Spanish girls, or Spanish people in general, but it was mainly girls for me, would come over and suddenly find themselves really missing home, and really like finding it difficult to meet people because they couldn't speak English properly. A lot of them would come over to learn English, but without the necessary level of English to get a good job or to interact with people in their job. So it was really tough, and a lot of them would latch on. They would come for lessons, text me all the time, turn up at my house, some of them. And because when you're in a teaching position, you have to be friendly no matter how you feel. I really, really cared about my students. And in the end, I would have girls phoning me up crying, like, "Lucy, I'm so lonely. Please, can we just go out for a coffee? Like, can we go for one drink?" And I would just feel dreadful because then they'd be in my classroom in a Monday morning and I'd have said, "No, sorry." And I had to say no over and over and over again. Occasionally, I did say yes. It was just something I found really hard to deal with, and it was a real case of my personal life and my work life bleeding into each other. I couldn't physically look after all of these lonely girls. I tried putting them in touch with each other, but they didn't get on. And actually, that moves me on to my next one, which is girls falling out. This didn't happen with guys. The guys were really well behaved in my classes, but the girls in group classes were so intense. Oh my God. Some of the girls in my group classes were so catty to each other. They would make comments after they'd said something. Some of them were treating a group lesson as if it was a private lesson. So they'd be like, "Sorry, sorry, sorry, sorry. Can you just explain to me again?" All the over and over and over again, way past the point of appropriateness. And you could see all of the other girls in the class just like, "Shut up. We need to get on." And it's just not fair for a student to try and take up an entire lesson on something that they want to know when there are five other people that, want to continue with the lesson. I did my absolute best to manage this, but there's only so much you can do. But yeah, some of the girls were really, really hard to deal with. There was a lot of eye rolling, tutting, and it made for very uncomfortable teaching. The next one is just something that is inevitable. Every now and again, a teacher and a student just does not get along. And I think it's the teacher's job to act as if they are fine with it all, even if inside they are dying. I really, really do. If someone is rude or I really hate spending time with them, then I'll find a way to end their lessons with me. But sometimes there would be a student that just didn't like me. And I found it quite weird and frustrating because when I was living in Seville and teaching there, I would go to a lot of businesses early in the morning. So we're talking like 7 o'clock till 8 lessons, and people were moody. They were forced by their bosses to go there. And to top it all off, there was a 20-year-old girl teaching them who they didn't feel was qualified enough. And there were a couple of men that really just didn't have any time for me, didn't want to listen to what I had to say. And they just made it obvious that they didn't think I was qualified enough.